It's a movement, but it's about people. Be the People is about we the people joining forces to reclaim and reshape the best of our nation's time-treasured traditions. Each week, we offer insightful interviews with movers and shakers from all different spheres of life. And now, please welcome Dr. Carol Swain.
Welcome to the Be the People show. We're talking about healthcare today. Healthcare in America continues to be a special concern for many Americans, especially those of us who are on fixed income, are self-employed, and even the individuals who have jobs and find themselves confronting high deductibles. The Democrats in Congress would love to move towards socialized medicine. They would like to increase the role of government. But is this a good idea? There's an organization called Physicians for Reform that's composed of doctors, nurses, healthcare providers, pastors, and activists who have studied all aspects of this issue. And one of the things that Physicians for Reform have noted is the impact on Black America. Joining me today to talk about the special concerns of Black people is Stephan Broden. Stephan Broden is senior pastor at Fair Park Bible Fellowship, co-founder of the National Black Pro-Life Coalition, and president and founder of Protect Life and Marriage in Texas. We will talk about the healthcare transition in America and how it especially impacts Black Americans, and I would like to also add poor Americans. So let's welcome Pastor Broden to the Be the People show.
Well, thank you for having me.
So it's been a while since we have spoken about the healthcare issues, and I know that Physicians for Reform, they've had many meetings. So could you update us about what's happening with the transition of healthcare?
Well, we are, in fact, in a transition. I think healthcare is being redefined in the 21st century. What we have known to be healthcare in America is obviously changing, and whether it will be a socialistic system or a free market system is still in the air at this point. And this election cycle, I believe, is going to be on the front burner, if you will, that our presidential candidates on both sides of the aisle will be speaking to the issue of healthcare and how to deliver healthcare in the 21st century. As you have aptly reported to your listeners, that the Democrats are seeking Medicare for all. That is a socialistic system that takes what we have and move it under the auspices of the federal government, that it will regulate, define, and determine what diseases, what kind of medical treatment you will receive, and when and if you will receive it. That is a socialistic system. It seeks to reduce costs and make health care available to a larger segment of the population, but at the expense of quality care and privatization, that is, choosing a doctor of your own choice. And the federal government will, in fact, make those kinds of choices for you. In a free market system, which, by the way, has produced one of the best healthcare systems in the world, is right here in America. Do we have some problem? Yes, we do. Part of the problem is cost, and that a lot of people are being left out of receiving it because the costs are through the roof, and there are reasons why the cost is through the roof. Insurance companies play a role in defining the cost. Middlemen are jacking up the prices, and monopolies are being developed in the healthcare system by fewer and fewer providers. If we don't have many providers, then the cost naturally goes up. And so the free market system is one that is being offered at this time by the Republicans, but it's going to have to be adjusted. Whatever comes out from the Republicans or come out from the Democrats is going to redefine healthcare and the delivery of healthcare in America. So a conversation is happening right now among those who provide health care, doctors, nurses, and other professionals, along with activists and insurance companies. We're all talking about what kind of system that we want. And it's going to reshape and redefine health care in America. And so I think that conversation is going on now. And as one of the founders of the National Black Healthcare Coalition, we're meeting and we're talking about bringing our voice to the table, that is the black professionals, doctors, lawyers, nurses, so forth and so on, are wanting to be a part of the dialogue and the discourse that is going on in shaping healthcare in the 21st century in America. We believe that a free market system is the best system. And what the Republicans are offering with respect to portability, and what we mean by portability is that insurance companies will be able to offer their product across all 50 states. Right now, that is not the case.
We're going to go to break, and when we return, I'm going to have you unpack some of that. Each week, the Be the People Show presents interviews with insightful guests from the world of politics, religion, media, and culture. The Be the People Show is on podcast. It offers bonus footage. To listen to Be the People online, go to the BeThePeopleNews.com website and subscribe to the Be the People podcast, heard also on the America Out Loud Network.
It's your news and entertainment network. News blogs, informative podcasts, entertaining videos, or listen to 24/7 talk radio on our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa. We the People, AmericaOutLoud.com is the voice of liberty and justice for all. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
I'm back with my guest, Pastor Broughton, and we're talking about healthcare in America, in particular, how it impacts black people. Pastor Broughton, I know that you have put together a coalition within Physicians for Reform. Who are some of the people that are involved, and what are you trying to accomplish?
Well, it's a coalition of concerned individuals and organizations that are concerned about healthcare in the black community. We have doctors, nurses, we have insurance specialists and people who are engaged in healthcare at some form or level. And they're all invited to be a part of the coalition and to sit around together and talk about how to best deliver healthcare in the black community in light of some of the issues that are impacting our community, diseases and sicknesses that are impacting our community.
Now, the Trump administration, I guess I do know that you know that I am a part of Black Voices for Trump. Are any of the members of Black Voices for Trump part of your healthcare coalition?
No, not that I know of. There may be, they just have not announced that they are. And certainly, you know, the invitation has gone out to you to be a part of what we're doing here with the healthcare. So if you are a part of what we're doing, then you are a part of that group.
Well, you're right. That's one reason I'm doing this interview. Yeah. But I just wondered if you had direct contacts with the White House and if the White House policymakers recognize that within the healthcare system, black people might have special concerns.
I think that's a good question that you raise. At this point, our connection with the White House has been through Physicians for Reform. And we have been standing with them as they articulate an alternative health care system to the one that the Democrats are offering, Medicare for All. And so we've been standing with them. But we see a necessity to as Black Healthcare Coalition, to develop our priorities and to speak to those issues of health care that are specific and unique to our community, like sickle cell anemia, You know, we have an unusual high rate of diabetes and high blood pressure. So we want to talk and speak and develop our approach to healthcare that will address those specific issues that are unique to our community.
And I happen to know that that is true, that black people, is high blood pressure like one of the number one causes of death in the black community? And I know diabetes ranks up there pretty high, too.
Right, it does. But the number one killer in our community is abortion.
Oh, well, yes, of course.
Well, that's first.
Silly me.
We're killing more of ourselves through abortions than anything else. But high blood pressure and diabetes is right, and heart disease is right alongside of that. It's a distant second, third, and fourth place. So those issues are happening in our community. We want to address those and begin to speak to those. And as they develop new policies and legislation for healthcare in America, we want to make sure our voice is at the table and that they are considering those issues as it relates to our community.
Well, one of the things I became familiar with through my conversations with Physicians for Reform is insulin, the cost of insulin, and the fact that it can be a life or death issue for poor people, and especially blacks, because so many of them have diabetes.
Oh, you're absolutely right. One of the issues that is confronting our community is the cost of medication. It's just through the roof. When you're talking about buying insulin that costs $400 or $500 a month, and what's happening is that many of the families are poor, and they're opting out of buying the medicine that they need for their health to buy food and maintain shelter for their families. And that means they become sick. Then the amputations of black patients, that we're amputees happening because of diabetes, are cutting off our limbs, and we're dying when we don't have to if we could just get medicine. But because we're opting to buy food and maintain our housing and leaving our medicine because we can't afford it, we're getting sicker.
Well, tell me what's happening with the Congressional Black Caucus, because for one thing, they call themselves the Black Caucus. They have argued in the past that they were representing, at one time they were representing blacks. Now they say they represent the downtrodden. But have they been allies with the Republicans and people like you who are trying to reform health care and trying to get attention to some of the issues that concern blacks more, maybe more so than other groups?
Unfortunately, it's not the case. What we see is that the Black Congressional Caucus are in pursuit of an agenda that is set forth by the Democratic Party. And their agenda is to advance a socialistic paradigm in America. So they're not interested in a free market system. They're looking for ways to replace that system with a socialistic system. And so because the Black Congressional Caucus is in line with their ideology and in line with their agenda, they're not interested in hearing the ideas that we have for a free market system that will protect privacy, will protect our ability to choose a doctor of our own choice, and to pursue quality care at our own decision, our own choices. They're not interested in that. So unfortunately, they're not an ally in our effort to pursue a free market system that best serves the people.
Now, what do you think is the best way to inform regular people about their need to be involved in the healthcare conversation?
Well, I think we have targeted doctors, nurses, and those who are involved in the healthcare industry to add credibility to our observations and to our recommendations. At this point, we've targeted policymakers and law and legislators to get them to recognize the unique circumstances for healthcare in our community. As we do so, it is our hope to inform and educate the community of the options that we are looking at in America, because healthcare is going to change. I think you recognize, like I, that it's not going to be the same as it used to be when we were growing up. you know, where we had a doctor we could go to, a family doctor, and we could go to that doctor and share. They would tend to our kids, our children, our grandmothers, and our family members. That's changed. But we're trying to maintain a free market system where the choice of who I want to take care of my family and take care of my health remains within the hand of the individual in America.
You're right. And we know that the change came with Obamacare because I saw it happen to me. At that time, I was on the faculty at Vanderbilt, and, you know, insurance is something that employers provide as a benefit to the employees. And within a year, I saw the part that I had to pay out of pocket sort of skyrocket, and then I saw my deductible go up. And for many people who are working, they have jobs, they're in a situation that the deductibles are so high that they themselves make decisions to delay health care because they don't want to spend, you know, $2,500, $3,000 in a deductible before they can access their insurance.
Exactly, and that's where we're trying to work with our policy makers and legislators to get them to recognize that there are factors that are influencing the cost of Medicare or health care in America. And much of it is because we are moving further and further away from a free market system, that there are major corporations, maybe five to six of them, that are monopolizing the insurance, which drives the cost up. We need to open it back up. Not only that, Dr. Swain, the Black Healthcare Coalition is talking about preventative care, what we can do to educate and train our community on how to eat right, have the kind of diet and exercise that contributes to good health, holistic medicine, using herbs and other alternative medical systems or processes out there that are available that are not accessible to the community because of the FDA and other situations that impact holistic medicine. In addition to that, we want education and training around vaccines. There's an issue and concern about vaccines that are happening in America today. The skyrocketing of Down syndrome is connected with vaccines. Some of these vaccines are not healthy and not good. We need education. We need training. We need to talk about alternative care. We need to talk about preventative practices that help us to eat right, exercise, and do those kinds of things. Healthcare in America is changing, and if it's going to change, then we need to change it to open it up, holistic medicine and to preventative medicine that will help people to stay healthy and keep the cost down.
You know, Pastor Broden, I know that the Black community, Hispanic community, that they have, you know, special needs and special concerns, but in a lot of ways, the obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, that is something that plagues low-income people in the South and parts of the country, you know, that are more poor. You find people of all races struggling with those issues. And a lot of it has to do with their social class, their level of income, their education. Those things seem to connect us.
There's no question about it. But I think healthcare and good healthcare should not be tied to economics. It should be something that is of national interest and national concern. The more healthy we are, the healthier our economy will be, and the stronger our nation will be in terms of defense. For our people, our military and so forth will have healthy men and women who are serving and not subject to illnesses and sicknesses. Right now, it is tied to money, and unfortunately, the sicker we are, the more money the healthcare industry can make. We need to reverse that.
And Pastor Broden, I know that you are more conservative and you dedicate part of your life to pro-life issues. When you talk to other Black pastors that may be part in the Democratic Party, where most of them are they receptive to your message?
Oh, I believe so. I think there is a Trump effect right now that you and I are witnessing in America, where the Black community is recognizing that much of his policies and what he's doing in terms of creating jobs, manufacturing, coming back to the United States, incomes are rising. They're seeing that this is connected to his administration, and he's a Republican. So they're open now to hear us more than they have in the past. But I do believe that we have to be especially sensitive to how we shape and message to the black community, less about Republican, more about what is right and what is best for our community. And juxtapose that offering against what is coming out of the Democratic Party, which is socialism, and a deliberate attempt to readjust our nation away from its founding principles, that is the Constitution, and to replace it with a socialistic paradigm.
We're going to take another break, and when we return, Pastor Broden is going to tell us about how we can get involved and what needs to happen from our end as the We the People.
We are in a cultural war where liberals are targeting our children. Dr. Carol Swain and Steve Beasel have teamed up to co-author the book, Abduction, How Liberalism Steals Our Children's Hearts and Minds. They expose how liberals are using the entertainment industry and our public school system to indoctrinate our children. The book provides practical steps which you can take to push back. Get your copy of Abduction, How Liberalism Steals Our Children's Hearts and Minds on Amazon. Fight back against the brainwashing of our children.
I'm back with my guest, Pastor Broden. Pastor, what can my listeners do and to help the situation? And, you know, this podcast reaches people all across the country. It reaches some by radio. What can everyone do? And I'm not just talking about black folk. I'm talking about the We the People.
I think we the people, we need to be engaged, and that means to be informed, educated, and activated. Information asks and answers the question, what's going on? You need to find out what's happening with health care, why it is that we're experiencing these through-the-roof costs for medication and for health care attention from our doctors. This is not a doctor problem. This is an insurance and middleman problem. In many instances, we want to blame the doctors. Don't blame the doctors. Research and find out what's going on. Second of all, is education. Education asks and answers the question, why is this happening to us? I don't believe that what we're seeing with respect to health care cost is accidental or incidental. Obamacare has set into motion a deliberate attempt to drive costs through the roof so as to justify a government takeover of our healthcare system. We need to educate ourselves as to why it is happening that we cannot get good healthcare service without having to mortgage our homes, our house, or sell an arm or a leg. We've got to find out what is going on. Then once that happens, we activate. And activate means holding your elected officials accountable to do the right thing for providing health care services in America in an affordable way, one that does not violate or destroy my pocketbook in order to take care of a headache.
Well, that's a very concise answer that I think that we all can put into implementation. I guess my next question for you has to do with your next steps as part of the leader of this black coalition. What would you like to see accomplished next year, the end of this year? What are your short-term and long-term goals?
Well, we're right in the middle of an election cycle. And so I think it's imperative for us to set forth our vision and our hope for what we'd like to see healthcare be like in America. I think the time to be at the table is now. So what our charge, our next step as a coalition is to prepare a white paper where we will list out the issues and priorities of health care in the black community and our recommendations for any health care system that they come up with to recommend that these issues be covered and reflected and represented in whatever health care system they come up with, left or right, preferably right, a free market system. We want to make sure our voice is at the table and that we're providing that kind of insight.
And do you know if there's any pending legislation that meets the standards that you think are needed to improve the healthcare system? Because all we hear about right now is impeachment, you know, and the president. But do you know if there's legislation already in the hopper that would address your concerns?
Yes. There is healthcare medication costs. I think right now they are considering legislation to drop the cost of buying pharmaceuticals. And that means opening our system up to allow patients or individuals to purchase from the same medication. If they can purchase from Canada, let them purchase it from Canada. If they can purchase it from some other nation and get it cheaper from what we're getting it here, to allow them to do that. Right now, they can't do that. I think right now in Florida, they're talking about doing that, and I think President Trump has a piece of legislation that the Republicans are pushing, and they need now for the Democrats to sign off on it to lower the cost of getting medication. That's in the Harper now. It's in the pipeline right now, but impeachment is stifling that possibility right now. But apparently, after they draft these two articles of impeachment, that they're supposed to take up that immediately and try to get it passed before the end of the year. That's what I'm hearing.
One of the things that we talked about some months ago is that, 90% of our medicines come from China and India. How would the passage of this new legislation affect the supply of drugs as far as suppliers?
I think if this legislation passes, it will be a good thing because it has sent a signal to the pharmaceutical companies here in America that they need to drop their prices. I think it would also introduce other entrepreneurs to go out and start companies that will provide medicine to be competition to the major drug providers right now in America. I think if the legislation passes, that's going to drop cost for buying drugs in America because they don't want to compete with Canada or compete with some other nation across in Europe somewhere. And certainly, we don't want to continue to buy from India and China because that's inferior products. Those are inferior products that have not passed the FDA standards at all. So we don't want that. But we want our companies here in America to drop their prices and to become competitive. They're not right now. They have a lock on the market, and they're driving the cost through the roof.
And do you feel that this is something that Democrats and Republicans both recognize, even though they have a different incentive system, that they both recognize what the problem is?
Oh, there's no question about it. Both Republicans and Democrats are slow to move on regulating getting rid of the problems of middlemen and other factors that are contributing to the high cost, because in many instances, they receive into their campaign coffers contributions from the pharmaceutical companies.
And do you know if there is an organization out there that's exposing how the members of Congress vote and how much money they get directly from particular pharmaceutical companies?
I'm not aware of any, but there should be some out there that is doing that. In fact, I have sat in Congressman Meadows' office and said to him that if they don't move to do something, that we're going to start buying billboards and publishing in newspapers and blogs and on the Facebook that these congressmen and senators are taking money from these pharmaceuticals and they're contributing to the cost of driving up the cost of medicine in America and healthcare in America. I said that to him boldly in his office, and he looked at me like I was strange, and he thought it was a good idea, because I don't think he's on the dole, but it's a good idea, but he says that they wanted to try a few other things first.
Well, in the time that we have left, could you tell our listeners how they can support the work that you're doing?
Well, at this point, I would say get in contact with the National Black Healthcare Coalition. And at this time, there's a phone number. Let me give you that phone number. It's 214-826-0018. And that's my number at the Fair Park Bible Fellowship Church. Leave a message, and we'll get back with you and tell you how you can join our next meetings and let you know when it is that we're working together to pull off a white paper. That's on our next step right now, is to produce a white paper that identifies what the issues are and the priorities for healthcare in the Black community.
And is there a website or any information that you'd recommend for people to read, email addresses, anything that would help people get in contact with you? You've given the telephone number. Is there an email or a website that you think would be helpful?
No, just that telephone number at this time. We're at the front end, locking down our mission and our goals. And once we do that, we're going to get a website and have an email address, but we're not there at this point. I recommend that people go to Physicians for Reform, to their website, and I think you know that website, and help them just to educate themselves and come up to speed on what some of the issues are. Some of our issues are listed on that website.
And this coalition, will it be a 501c3?
Well, it will be a not-for-profit organization, for sure. We're not in it for profit. We're in it to influence policymakers and legislators to shape a healthcare system that is going fair and equitable for all.
Well, I thank you so much for being a guest on the Be the People show. And I know that the healthcare concerns in America, that is very important. It's life and death for many people. In the Black community and in certain communities, you have people who are less likely to be informed. And so it's up to us, we the people, regardless of your race, your gender, or even your political views, this issue affects every American. So I hope you will get involved. I hope you will get information about Physicians for Reform. We're going to post the link to that and also the telephone number for Pastor Broden's church. And until next time, remember that it's up to us, we the people, mentioned in the preamble of the Constitution, to be the people who change our nation and our world.